Hi, Chief.
How are you?
Fine. That's it.
Is there a Bible in there?
Right here.
Okay.
I knew somebody had it.
They coming?
Got the judges ready. He's in his robes and all, so he's ready to proceed.
How are they going to be standing here? Yeah, it's going to be arranged.
Whatever way is the easiest for you. Really.
Okay.
There's no.
What? I'll stand.
Just stand right in there.
Would everyone be seated, please?
Yeah. Soon, though, I think.
I'm sorry.
Monday, May 4th, Smyrna Organizational Meeting is now called to order. Please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence.
Councilman Evans.
Here.
Councilman White.
Here.
Mayor Sambo.
Present.
Councilman Horton.
Here.
Councilman
Raymond. Here. Are there any additions or deletions to the published agenda for the organizational meeting? Is there a motion to accept? Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Report from the election board.
We're just determining who's going to do it, so I'm going to do it on behalf of the election board.
Madam Mayor, members of council, the election board has provided the results of the election conducted on April 27th, 2009. And on behalf of the election board, I'm going to read those results into the record, please. Total number of voters who voted, 721. Votes received for mayor, Gene A. Mullen, 122. William D. Presley, Sr., 281. Patricia A. Stombaugh, 318. Patricia Stombaugh declared the winner. For town council for a three-year term, Anthony DeFeo, 275. Robert Riddall, 405. Robert Riddall declared the winner. And this is signed by Dwayne Young as chairman, Marion Bowers, Margaret Wagner, Patricia Musto, Linda Blow, Helen Miller, and Naomi Wayman as the election board. So certified.
This portion of the meeting we'd like to open to the visitors. We give you 3 minutes to step forward if you would like to address council. Would anyone like to address council?
Hi. My name is Doug Shervinak. I'm a family physician in town, homeowner, and business owner.
Mr. Shervinak, could you please give your address also?
560 Cates Way. As a physician in town, I'm concerned about people's health. As an aggregate community, I'm concerned about the direction that this community is going. And that's why I'm talking right now. Mr. Rayner, your letters are not helpful to this community. We need constructive criticism and not arrogant sarcasm. When people's behavior is in such a way that it doesn't help themselves or help the community, my role is to comment on that. I'm also, as former chairman of the Charter Review Committee, I was very interested in your activities. And I guess nothing is going to be reported before this legislative session is in closes. That's important. Our charter is antiquated and needs review. And I'm encouraging the council to act on that. My other suggestion is that we leave personal comments to council meetings or to executive sessions. That productive behavior among individuals comes from respecting one another's opinion. So I implore the council to respect one another and to not publicize your opinion in such a way as to be so negative. You have every right to publicize your opinion, but to not be so negative as to denigrate your opinion. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address council? Seeing no one else step forward, we will close.
My name's Jim Strong. I live at 829 Fayette Road here in Smyrna. I have lived here for the last 4 years. And I appreciate Councilman Rayner's comments in the Smyrna Clayton Sun-Times. He doesn't have to always say things I agree with. I like the fact that there are opinions expressed in the paper and so forth. And I don't want a bunch of yes men or yes people on city council. I like the diversity of views and those views expressed. And I'm sorry if it offends certain people, but it kind of comes with the turf, I think, if you take a position on council. And we should be, I mean, America was founded on principles like having diversity of opinions and freedom of speech and a freedom to speak your mind. And I think to kind of say, well, we just can't say this or that because it might hurt somebody's feelings, is to move away from some of the very principles this country was founded on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to step forward? Okay, we'll close this portion of the meeting and reopen the organizational meeting. We'll start with the swearing-in ceremony.
Can you get around? Okay.
Right hand on the Bible. Are you ready? Repeat after me. I'm Patricia A. Stonewall.
I'm Patricia A. Stonewall.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibility.
To carry out the responsibility.
Of the office of.
Of the office of.
Mayor of the town of Smyrna.
Mayor of the town of Smyrna.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging.
Freely acknowledging.
That the powers of this office.
That the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
I further swear.
Always to place the public interests.
Above any special or personal interests.
Above any special or personal interests.
And to respect the right of future generations.
And to respect the right of future generations.
To share the gifts of Christ.
To share the gifts of Christ.
And natural heritage of God.
And natural heritage.
In doing so,
I will
always uphold and defend.
I will always uphold and defend
the Constitution of my country and my state.
The Constitution of my country and my state.
And the Charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
And the Charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I, Robert Riddle.
I, Robert Riddle.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
Carry out the responsibilities.
Carry out the responsibilities.
Of the office of.
Of the office of.
Council member of the town of Smyrna.
Council member of the town of Smyrna.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging.
Freely acknowledging.
That the powers of this office.
The powers of this office.
Flow from the people.
Flow from the people.
I'm privileged to represent.
I'm privileged to represent.
I further swear.
I further swear.
Always to place the public interest.
Always to place the public interest.
Above any special or personal interest.
Above any special or
personal interest.
Personal.
And to respect the right.
And to respect the right.
Of future generations.
Of future generations.
To share the rich historic.
To share the
rich historic.
Rich historic.
And natural heritage of Delaware.
And natural heritage of Delaware.
In doing so.
In doing so.
I will always uphold and defend.
I will always uphold and defend.
The constitutions of my country and my state.
The constitutions of my country and my state.
And the charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
And the charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
And an honor.
Come on board.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I will always uphold and defend
the Constitution.
constitutions of my country and my state.
The constitutions of my country and my state.
And the charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
And the charter and ordinances of the town of Smyrna.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. With me again.
Thank you, Judge Bowen.
Good luck to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, number 8, council appointments. Vice Mayor. Every year it's a very difficult decision. The past 2 years I went with tradition. I tried to compromise so that to show people that I was willing to compromise. But this year, I decided not to go with tradition, and I would like to ask William Rayner to be my vice mayor.
Thank you. Do you accept? Do you accept, sir?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shocker.
Council Secretary, Valerie White was our secretary last year, and I think she did an excellent job, so I would like to ask Valerie to continue to be Council Secretary.
No, Madam Mayor, I cannot.
Okay. Mr. Riddle. Would you serve as Council Secretary?
Yes, ma'am.
Recording Secretary, Valerie, would you continue to serve? Thank you. Okay, time and place for council meetings. Previously, it was at 7:30 p.m. on the first and third Mondays of every month, except for legal holidays when meetings are held on the following night, which is a Tuesday night. Does council wish to keep the same time and days? Need a motion, Mr. Ho?
Madam Mayor, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do we not have to vote on the appointments?
Same thing. And actually, you do. The town code, which reiterates what's in the charter, I'll read this. At the organizational meeting, the mayor shall appoint from among the other members of the town council a vice mayor and secretary subject to confirmation by the town council. So, yes, you do need a motion and a vote to support those appointments.
Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second? Without a second, the motion fails.
I'll make a second.
Roll call.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilor Gordon.
No.
Councilor Riddle.
Aye.
Councilor Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
No.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Okay. Guess we don't have a mayor or secretary.
We can vote on those separately.
Sorry?
We can vote on those separately.
Where's Terry? Is Terry going to be here?
Yeah, he'll be here at in time for the hearing at 7:15.
Can this be put off until then?
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why until you don't have a. If you don't have a motion to, in favor of the proposed nominations, then you could come back and revisit it. I would suggest that you table these till the normal meeting rather than let them die, if that's acceptable to council. You could also do the recording secretary separately if you wanted to simply have that piece of administrative business done. So that's another suggestion.
So if we could vote on, is there a motion for a recording secretary for Valerie Heritage?
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Raynor.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Mayor Sullivan.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, can I have a motion to table the vice mayor and council secretary?
I make a motion that we...
To the regular meeting.
I may make a motion we cancel the council secretary and recording secretary until the regular meeting.
Second.
You just approved the recording secretary.
No, council secretary.
Right. Okay. I thought Mr. Raynor said recording secretary. It'd be vice okay. Mayor.
If I did, it's council secretary.
And
vice mayor,
okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure that we were clear on the record. You did already approve the recording.
Roll call.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Raynor.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Mayor
Sullivan.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
No.
Motion passes. Number 9, set time and place for council meetings. Previously, 7:30 p.m., the first and the third Monday, except for legal holidays when meetings were held on the following night, which was a Tuesday night.
I would suggest that you do a motion just so that it is on the record. I don't think you need to, frankly, but I would do one.
Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilman Raynor.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
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 Councilman
Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Motion passes. Number 10, authorize signatures for bank accounts. There is a list that goes from A through R.
Normally you do these as a group unless there's one or more that somebody has some concern with, so you can do them en masse.
Okay. We have a motion.
I make a motion we authorize the signatures for the bank accounts as stated here.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Mayor Sullivan.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman Raynor.
Aye.
Motion accepted. Excuse me. Okay, other council business? Mr. Huff, do you have any other?
I have no business.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Roll call. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion accepted. Organizational meeting adjourned. Regular council meeting will start at 7:30. Public hearing. 7:15, the public hearing will start.
Second page.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting there.
Crap.
Quote unquote.
Hey, James.
How are you? Did you get a new police car this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to get two. We got one with the green.
Really, I mean,
That's the whole reason now. I keep forgetting you don't get it.
Start stopping over once a week.
That's good. That'd be good.
He came in, right? Oh, there he is. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's smart.
I'm sure.
Connor. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Good to have you back.
You think so?
I like to be a thorn in Dave's
side.
I don't want to get there.
Put those over there. Very like on the mic one.
No, they voted me.
I know. Yeah. They're close to what I need.
We're going to vote on it in council, man.
Yeah. Monday, May 4th, 7:16, public hearing is now called to order. The public hearing is for the proposed low-interest loan and the total amount not to exceed $6,340,000 from the Rural Utilities Service of the United States Department of Agriculture and the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund for the purpose of financing a number of municipal projects to improve, upgrade, and expand the town of Smyrna wastewater system. Mr. Huff.
Thank you. This is on. We could turn the lights out. If you'll bear with me for a few minutes, there are a few copies of the PowerPoint, looks like this, that are up here on the table. I probably don't have quite enough for everybody, but I would, if you're interested in one, there are some copies available. I'll try and run through this fairly quickly, and I know Council has had this PowerPoint since Friday night, so they've had a chance to look at it, but others may not, and I want to, at least for the benefit of the folks who are here and who may be interested in testifying. Let me give you a little bit of quick history. The town's infrastructure of all types, water, sewer, electric, streets, what have you, dates from the 1940s and the 1950s, and in some cases a lot earlier than that, but most of what we're working with and dealing with was built in that time period, right before and right after the Second World War. For a variety of reasons that we don't have to go into tonight, the previous councils did not invest substantially in replacing this infrastructure at the end of its normal service life. And so we're faced have been faced for the last 7 years or more with a tremendous backlog of old and, in some cases, very antiquated infrastructure of all types that we've been trying very hard to catch up on and, in fact, get ahead. And this council and previous councils have supported significant investments in upgrading the electric system. Most of those upgrades occurred in 2003, 2004, with the expansion of primary circuits and the addition of a new substation. In about that same time period, 2004 through about 2006, we made a number of investments in our water system, the most significant being a new 750,000-gallon water tank, which replaced one that had been built in the 1940s and was functionally and, in fact, probably unsafe, but functionally obsolete. We also kicked off a major street repaving program early in 2003 with the idea of trying to get ahead of the curve and repair and, in some cases, rebuild entire neighborhoods as opposed to a street or a segment of street here and there throughout town. The one system that has not had the upgrades, although they've clearly been on the list for some time, is the sewer system, and that's the subject of our hearing tonight and the potential of borrowing from the state of Delaware. Let me focus a little bit on the wastewater system, and by the way, I do want to indicate that Daryl Rinker, who's the Public Works Director, is in the audience, as is Daryl Rinker. Daryl Jester and Nelson Rinker. I'll get you guys. You look alike. What the heck? You twins back there. You've both been here since the dark ages, right? Mr. Rinker has been here, I think, since the town was incorporated, and Mr. Jester almost as long, or maybe it's the other way around. But they're both here, and they certainly know a lot more about this than I do. As I indicated, much of our infrastructure dates from the 1940s. The town has made some investments in its water and sewer systems, and in fact, in about the last decade has expended substantial money on Mount Vernon Street and North Street, both of which have had major water and sewer system replacements. South Street is the other major east-west component of our sewer and water system that has not had any significant upgrades. And I'm not sure how old it is, but much of it is at least 60 years old and perhaps older. And except for the little bit that's being upgraded as part of the Four Corners Main Street project, that system is failing and is in pretty bad shape. We also have 13 lift stations that the town operates, or pump stations if you want to call them that, dating from the late 1950s. The New Street lift station was built in 1958. That's 51 years ago. These things don't last 51 years, so the fact that it is still out there and still functioning is perhaps amazing in its own right, but it is clearly a station that services a major portion of the community. It services basically the area along Glenwood on both sides and kind of west. That's a station that is in very bad shape and is a potentially failing at any time. Should indicate that the Kent Way station, also built in 1958, pretty much an identical design, failed 30 years ago. So we are way beyond the life expectancy of New Street. The Greens Branch lift station, which is the one that sits just north of Municipal Park, next to Greens Branch, it was built in 1971. And the Green Meadows lift station, which is out next to Route 1 in the back of the Green Meadows development, was built in 1974. Most of the other lift stations are much more recent. Now, to switch to the stimulus program for a couple of minutes, and again, I apologize, some of this is history. In February of 2009, President Obama signed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the stimulus program. And from that, the state of Delaware got about $20 million for water system improvements and about $20 million for wastewater projects to be administered by the Office of Drinking Water and the Department of Natural Resources. Council has already considered the drinking water proposals. The Office of Drinking Water chose to use principal forgiveness loans of approximately 50% of the cost based on 20-year loans at a working rate of 3%. We won't actually know the final rate till we go to settlement in June, but it'll be in that ballpark. DENREC was faced with a substantially larger demand for wastewater projects, and their Clean Water Council decided to use the stimulus money to help buy down some affordability questions for some sewer system improvements in Sussex County. But recognizing that there was a substantial backlog of wastewater projects statewide, they created a special state stimulus program that uses 20% loans. I'm sorry, 2% loans for 20 years.
What's the difference?
Getting ahead of myself here. We began to get information about the potential stimulus funds in late last year, early January, as things were beginning to fall into place. Interestingly, the state's wastewater project notices of intent had to be filed about 3 weeks before the president signed the federal legislation. So we were flying a little bit blind, but we filed a list of projects by January 29th, which was the deadline. The Clean Water Council announced its recommendations on March 18th and gave preliminary approval to potentially 11 projects in the town of Smyrna. The Clean Water Council, because of the tremendous amount of money involved in projects, offered both 2% special funding and the option of loans from the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, which also had a package of stimulus money that they could make available to municipalities. Final applications due by April 30th, and we met that deadline. We tentatively settle on any loans you approve by late June, and we have to begin construction on at least one project by the end of this year. Going back to the two options, the DENREC Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Fund, which is what all that stands for, is a special rate of 2% for 20 years. The USDA option is a loan of up to 40 years at a current rate of 2.75, but a rate that could range to 3.25. And under the state's special program opportunities, you can combine either of the two programs in essentially any way you want to, but there is no obligation to use USDA funding. The USDA funding was provided for those municipalities who may need to take advantage of the lower annual cost that would come by an extended loan, either for the duration of the loan or up front to eventually refinance. We are recommending to council, and the resolution that Mr. Jaywerk will give you for actual action tonight recommends that we take only the Water Pollution Control Revolving Loan Fund, that's the 2% at 20 years, and postpone or defer any consideration of the USDA funding. But I do want you to recognize there is an option out there if for any reason the town wished to use it. Once again, the state stimulus rate is 2%. It's a one-time offering. The normal rate for wastewater money from the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund is 4.29%, which is a rate that the Clean Water Council changes from time to time. It's been 4.29 for some time now. We've been advised that this special rate of 2% will not be offered again. We've also been advised that DENREC anticipates using all of the funds it has available to loan to eligible projects at the 2% rate, which means that there would not be a pot of other money from the Water Pollution Control Fund anytime in the near future, maybe as long as 5 to 7 years. The advantage of the special rate is shown at the bottom of the slide. For each $1 million borrowed, the 2% rate saves about $14,000 over the normal rate of 4.29. And over a 20-year period, that's about $286,000 that is saved for each million borrowed by borrowing at 2% rather than 4.29. We talk a little bit about the projects. There are three very old pump stations. They were on the earlier slide, the New Street Pump Station, the Green Meadows Pump Station, and the Greens Branch Pump Station. There's also a small pump station, West Shores, that we believe we will be able to have the original developer take responsibility for. So we're really focusing on three very old pump stations that are obsolete. In some cases, parts are very hard to obtain, if they're even available, to keep them running. And a failure of any one of them would have catastrophic impact on the, on the town and on the town sewer system. The second project is South Street Sewer, which also includes a small portion of Cummins Street. That sewer line running along Cummins, coming out towards the school, and then following South Street eastbound to East Street. That project is, again, a very old sewer. We were able to get and council approved using the drinking water money for the water project. It's clearly to our advantage to do water and sewer at the same time, not dig the street up, twice, not go through all that disruption. That the cost estimates that we're using were developed as if it were a standalone project for funding purposes, which means that project would probably come in substantially under the estimated price. The South Street portion is about $1.5 million based on original estimates. The Cummins Street portion is about another $400,000 or $500,000, and could be deferred at least initially if we were trying to stretch the funds out. The sewer north of Duck Creek is part of the economic development initiative in that area. For those of you that are aware, there's no water or sewer north of Duck Creek, and very little in the way of electric service north of Duck Creek. Those areas are in town limits, or most of them are. The area that's envisioned as being served by this sewer project includes everything east of Route 13 from the interchange down to Duck Creek, including the 200-acre proposed business park for which the sewer and water system is an essential and required component. The downtown sewer project includes the four legs of the Four Corners project, east and west on Commerce, north and south on Main Street. When we submitted that set of projects, we included all four of them. We've subsequently been told that the South Main Street project is not eligible because it was actually initiated before the president signed the stimulus approval, so we can't get funding from the loan program for the project we already have underway. That brings the proposed total of all those projects to just a little bit over $6 million. When we originally talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and your borrowing proposal as originally presented was for 6.3 something. So that's the difference in those two. To give you a little bit of idea of what the various debt service costs would be, assuming that all projects have been completed and we're actually incurring the full debt service, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but on $6 million at 2% for 20 years, the annual debt service is $367,000. If we were to borrow that same amount of money to do these projects at 4.29%, the annual debt service would be $453,000, a savings from the special borrowing rate of about $86,000, and over the 20 years, a savings of about $1,700,000. So clearly, if we're going to do these projects, there's a significant advantage to the town to borrow the money at 2%, not at 4.29%. One point I want to make, and it's the last
Mr.
point.
Hogg, excuse me. Yeah. We need to open the council meeting and then continue.
Okay, let me finish the slide, and then we can do that, okay? The last item down there, debt service delayed until 2010. The way these projects are scheduled and the fact that we only have to start one at a time, much of the debt service on the wastewater side, from whatever amount we borrow, we won't actually start paying until sometime in 2010 or maybe even 2011. This is unlike the water projects, which have to be under construction by the end of the year, and for which the debt service starts in 2010. So I just want you to realize that even if we were to accept every one of these projects and commit to start them in a logical sequence, most of the debt doesn't start to come due until a year to 2 years or so from this date. Again, you want to stop there at this point? Okay.
If the lights are going to leave them down. Leave them down?
You can do it from here. Yeah, I don't think you need to.
Okay. Monday, May 4th, Smyrna Town Council meeting is now called to order. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Please stand for a moment of silence.
You can reconvene the hearing at this point if you want. So you can reconvene the hearing at this point.
We're going to reconvene the hearing at this point. Mr. Hogg, I have one more question, too. Usually at a public hearing, I don't see a place on here for people to speak for or against.
That's the definition of a public hearing. So at the end of the presentation, you would take
Thank
testimony.
You.
Okay. In terms of why staff and others are recommending to you that we consider borrowing these funds now or committing to borrow these funds at this point, first of all, as one of the earlier slides indicates, these are this is very old infrastructure we're dealing with. We have literally held it together with parts that people have manufactured in the shop that we've that we've sort of robbed from some other place, that we've gotten borrowed or used or what have you. Eventually, we're going to have to do all these projects. I can't sit here and tell you they're going to fail this year or next year, but I will tell you they're going to fail, and they're going to fail sooner than later. We've already had a history of regular and fairly costly repairs every year on some of these facilities. It doesn't take much in the way of a significant failure to put a dent in our operating budget. The opportunity to get ahead of these now, as opposed to trying to deal with them as an unplanned emergency, I think is something that we need to be concerned about. The economy right now is working in our favor. The latest construction indices indicate that construction prices are anywhere from 10 to 30% below what they have historically been. And they're expected to stay that way for another year or so, but then the likelihood is that they will go up and perhaps even go up more than where they had been a year or so ago. Borrowing has the advantage of spreading the debt costs across both present and future users, as opposed to putting all that burden on the people who live in the community now. These are long-term investments, and they will benefit people who come far after us. The special 2% rate's not available again. This is a basically up front is a pay-as-you-go, a reimburse-as-you-go program, which means that as we do the projects, we ask the lending agency to reimburse our costs, but we're eligible or required then only for the carrying costs on that portion of the money that we've actually used, not the whole cost of the project until we're done. So it has the advantage of spreading the cost for at least a year or so, a couple of years as we go. They're doing nothing, as I said, these things are going to fail. James, you want to go ahead, please? We know that, and we really need to be ahead of the curve on the sewer stuff. We don't have a lot of excess operating funds and reserves in the event one of these systems fails and we're not ready for it. One thing that we've learned as we've moved through this process is that EPA and DENREC are moving to what they call mandated asset maintenance. What that means is that for years on the water side, we've been under very strict controls from the Office of Drinking Water in terms of the maintenance and operation and upgrading of our water systems. We've not had that same mandate on the sewer system, and the early guidance we're getting out of EPA, current guidance we're getting out of EPA, is that within the next year, perhaps, EPA will be mandating that these old systems have a definite replacement and upgrade schedule. So we're going to get pushed into doing them in part by federal regulations. If we do the South Street Source project right now, we have the benefit of combining that with the water project, which has substantial cost savings both in terms of logistics and timing, and we have the opportunity to gain the economic benefits of extending the utilities to the north. In terms of other options, the town historically used a pay-as-you-go approach. The difficulty with that is that the burden falls entirely on the current residents. It's very hard in particularly slow times to have funds available for emergency repair, difficult to build up that reserve in the general fund. We've also looked at short-term borrowing from the bank. In most cases, those rates are higher, the terms are shorter, and there's often a balloon payment. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we looked very seriously at going to the bond market and borrowing the money on a bond. Council decided that wasn't a good thing to do for a couple of reasons. It's a very costly, very time-consuming project. Our process doesn't necessarily give you any better rates, and you have a lot of upfront costs, anywhere from 5 to 10% of the amount borrowed. So some of the other options don't look as attractive as they might. In terms of opportunities for this set of borrowing, the way the state has approached this special program is they have allowed us to bundle projects and begin them one at a time, which does, as I say, spread the debt burden and allow for a lot of flexibility in timing. We also have the 2% rate, which applies to all pre-approved projects whenever we do them. We do still have the opportunity to defer, or if we chose to at a later date, even drop a project that's on the list without penalty. We do retain the USDA option if at some point council felt they wanted to consider it. We're not recommending that at this point. And we do have the opportunity for rolling some of these costs into service fees and developer contributions as we move forward. What we're basically recommending to you and what we have reviewed with our engineers, our staff, Les Guthorn, who is our financial advisor, and in significant conversations with the state, is that you approve the borrowing resolution with the revised amount, which is the 6.0008, and the list of projects that are included from the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund for 20 years at 2%, that we defer any consideration of the USDA loan, that we bundle the projects so that we initiate construction on those projects that have the most significant and pressing need, and that we regularly come to council to review those projects as we go forward. And one thing I don't have on a slide, but I do want to touch on, the projects that need to move forward as a priority in 2009 and early 2010 is the South Street portion of the South Street and Cummins Street sewer, so that we can take advantage of the water system construction. That's roughly $1.5 million. And then in sequential order, and I may get corrected on this, the Greens Branch pump station, the New Street pump station, I'm sorry, the Green Meadows pump station, the New Street pump station, and the Greens Branch pump station. So that in the initial approval would be South Street minus Cummins and Green Meadows pump station combined, that's about $1.7 million. And then early next year, New Street and Greens Branch, and the two of those together is around $700,000. And then the rest of the projects would be deferred until subsequent years as we finish those projects. So that's the presentation. And Mr. Jaworth, do you want to say anything about the borrowing resolution?
Two real quick points. One is I want to make sure, Mr. Stone, the rate of interest has been fixed to 2% for this business.
Yes,
the second 2%. Thing is when I spoke to Mr. Hug today, he wasn't at his desk, and he misspoke. He told me the number at that time was $6,003,000. It was actually $6,008,000, as the PowerPoint shows. And so if this should pass tonight, I have a corrected resolution that has the $6,008,000 instead of $6,003,000 to sign. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Hug, when you gave the breakdown on those, could you do that one more time?
Sure. The projects that are in, this is kind of in priority and order of criticality. The South Street portion of the South Street and Cummins Street sewer, which would be South Street from East Street to School. To School Lane. That's the area that's also being for which we're going to be doing the water project. That's approximately $1.5 million at last year's numbers. Keep in mind that I expect the actual construction cost to be significantly below the numbers we're using for budget purposes, but because they were the best numbers we had available to us at the time, those are the numbers we used. The other priority project in 2009 and early 2010, that means that they would be initiated in this year and construction in the last half of this year and the first half of next year, would be the Green Meadows pump station, which is approximately $200,000. That's the pump station on the east side of town. The next two projects in terms of priority, which we would initiate, we would do the design and engineering and be ready to go to construction on, but defer construction until probably early next year, would be the New Street pump station. It's approximately $195,000, $200,000 if you want, and the Greens Branch pump station, which is a much more expensive project at about $520,000. And then the rest of the projects we would do sequentially, and what I'm suggesting to council is that when we were ready to do those projects, we would come back to council for specific approval, so that council is fully involved in where we are on the projects and what the costs are. And they would probably be more likely 2010, 2011, or even later projects.
Council have any questions?
Yes, I was wondering, of these projects, I was looking here that the South Main Street sewer has been stricken. Is that true?
That's true. The one of the guidelines that we weren't aware of when we put the project list together, remember we did it in advance of the president actually signing the stimulus package, was if a project had already been initiated, it was not eligible for stimulus funding, and the state carried that requirement over when the Clean Water Council acted in March. So we had to drop that project. That project is essentially done.
Okay, the downtown project, that was not eligible also, wasn't it?
No, that's the rest of the downtown project. The downtown project is really four items. It's East and West Commerce, North and South Main Street. The South Main Street piece was determined non-eligible. The other three are potentially eligible for funding. So that's the difference.
So basically, probably should go over this again. You really wouldn't have to borrow six point zero or whatever it is, a million if you can't do it with it. In other words, it may not be necessary to borrow all those funds.
It may not be, and the way this project, but you have to commit to the list of projects in order to secure the 2% funding if you choose later to do them. So we won't actually be borrowing. The way this will work in kind of simple terms, and let's assume for the moment that council says, okay, proceed with all of these projects. We will go back to DENREC and identify in the order I just gave you the projects that we're going to start on. As we begin construction on those projects on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, we will submit a reimbursement to DENREC to be reimbursed the amount of money that we've expended. And that money then becomes available to continue construction. The amount of cost that we will incur will only be on the amount of funds we've actually drawn down from the office or from DENREC. At the end of the at the end of each project, they'll settle up, as it will, and then that will actually be turned into a loan. So it may be, I'm going to guess, 2012 or even after, depending if we don't do all the projects, before we have the entire amount of money committed and borrowed.
So that could be, by that time, it could be an entirely new council to vote
could,
on.
It, I mean, I, it could be. It could also be a hopefully a much stronger economy. So the trade-off is securing the 2% special funding authorization now and then being able to bundle and stretch the projects out over as many as 5 years.
Okay. Then I have another one, too. I guess on this House Bill 116, that could basically be withdrawn since we're not looking at 40 years.
It could. I mean, that's a separate issue that council may want to touch base on, but House Bill 116 would have amended our charter to allow the council to borrow up to 40-year term. Right now, it's 30 years. At the moment, we have no plans, intentions, or whatever to borrow from the USDA, so it's kind of a moot point. If the town had any thoughts, desires to use USDA funding, and USDA funding is available for police stations and libraries and town halls and a whole variety of other purposes, then, you know, at the moment under our charter, we could not accept a 40-year loan from USDA. So that's a separate decision that council can make, and if council wants to, you know, to not move forward with that charter amendment, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, because I noticed it was on the project. It was mentioned up there, right, on your...
Well, and that's because the... When the Clean Water Council, let me, I don't want to take up a whole lot more of your time, but when the first list of potential projects was submitted for state funding, it totaled close to $400 million. DENREC had $20 million from the feds and about $200 million of their own money. So in order to make the pot as big as possible, they went to USDA and said, can you spend some of your stimulus money, rural development money, either as 100% loans or some portion of a borrowing for any municipality who might be interested for a variety of reasons. Maybe they don't have the ability to handle the debt service up front. Maybe they would prefer to have a longer payment, whatever. And USDA said, yeah, we'll offer that as an option. So going forward, that was the original option that was offered to us. State money at 2% for 20 and or USDA money for up to 40 years at the current rate, 2.75.
Okay. If we approve all or any of these projects that this money is earmarked for, that money can only be used for that project.
Correct.
It cannot be used for anything else. There's no way it can get lost somewhere.
In fact, that's...
And if
you're right.
If there is leftovers or however you want to put it, that definitely goes back
to the state.
It goes back to the state for another project.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if the a couple of the guidelines that came out of the federal stimulus in particular was you know, some guidelines dealing with accountability and transparency. And these funds have to be segregated. They have to be spent on projects that are pre-approved in the application. And there are a variety of other guidelines. But at the end of each of the projects, when you settle up, as it were, you know, when you're all done, all said and done, you can only spend it on those projects, and you can't spend any more than what was authorized. And if you have leftover, it goes back to the state to be reallocated.
Okay, one more quick one yet. This KRM, do we have a letter of commitment from them that they have the funds, and are they going to proceed?
We do not have a letter of commitment signed by them. We have a I'll give you a little bit more, a little bit of background again. I apologize for the time. About 2 years ago or so, we entered into negotiations with the two large property owners or developers on either side of US 13 for a cost share agreement for the water and sewer systems for both sides of that road north of Duck Creek. We have a signed water agreement that we've not signed, signed by the developer only, for the west side of 13. That project at the moment is not going anywhere. That project is simply on hold. On the KRM side, we have been negotiating with them at length on that project. They submitted their preliminary site plan approvals. It's been through a number of our reviews, particularly on water and sewer and electrical. It's held up in DLDOT. There are ongoing discussions between DLDOT and KRM about the level of road improvements. And at the moment, KRM has said, we're going to step back, see if we can't work out some of the DLDOT requirements, and when the town is ready to proceed with water or sewer, then we're ready to renegotiate or re-enter those negotiations for their share of the project. That's why I say that project doesn't have to happen immediately. I suspect what will happen, and I don't want to speak for KRM, but I suspect what will happen is that when they resolve their DLDOT issues, then they will be ready to put up their original plan, envision some upfront funds and kind of an accelerated, we'll call it impact fees, because it really wasn't impact fees, but a kind of reimbursement of the debt in the first 10 years of their business. At this point, they're simply not ready because of the DLDOT problems.
This is one that would bring revenue in.
This is one that would bring revenue. So and I think their DLDOT issues will get resolved, you know, sometime this summer. I mean, there's been some progress. It's just they, like everybody else, are concerned about the economy, and DLDOT's asking them to make some very significant upfront investments, and they're not comfortable doing that with this economy. So that's why that project's not at the top of my list. But I would hate to see us lose the opportunity to use 2% money in 2010 or 2011 if the economy turns around and they're ready to proceed.
And to clarify, Mr. Hug, for myself and for members of the audience who probably are suffering from sticker shock like I am, $6.8 million is what we're telling DNREC. We would like to get at 2%. We're not telling them we're going to do all these projects. We're committing to the projects, but if our economy is such that we can't finish those projects, then we simply won't borrow that amount of money.
Correct.
And priorities, our first priority is the South Street, because we're already doing the water project there, and we're looking at economies of scale, and this $1.5 million could conceivably be just a shade over $1 million to complete that project, given the fact they'd be both done at the same time. So my point is this. Yes, this resolution commits us to $6.8 million, roughly at 2%.
It's six million eight thousand.
That's even better.
A couple decimal points.
That's even better. Move those decimal points back. So, my point is this: this is a good deal at 2%, and because we would be voting on a resolution to go to $6,008,000. Doesn't mean we're going to spend $6,008,000. Correct?
Correct. It means that what council would be basically doing is saying to DNREC, here is a list of projects that, that the town of Smyrna would like to do using your 2% money under the guidelines that you've set forth for this special stimulus package. In terms of actually doing the projects, that the timing, the order, all of those things are at the town's choice, including at some point saying to DENREC, you know, we've changed our mind. Our economy didn't come back as strong as we wanted, so we feel a little uncomfortable, or we're a little concerned about the you know, the timing of these projects. We want to push them off a little bit further. The only real obligation, and Ryan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the only real obligation is we have to start a project by December 31st of this year, and we have to commit to a reasonable stream of projects. But that doesn't mean that we have to say next July we're going to start this project, you know, come whatever.
There's no penalty if we don't do a project.
There's no penalty. The only penalty is we lose the 2% money, but there's no penalty. They're not going to come back to us and say we're going to take away something or fine you or whatever.
If we pass part or all this, or say we pass the South Street Commons, we want to do that, and you've bundled that with the Green Meadows project, and we've passed the whole $6,800,000. Who has the say?
$800,000. $8,000.
Get that decimal point out of there.
And we come back to council. Does council approve to do the next project, or do you do that? How does that work? Who gets the say in that?
Yes and yes. What I'm asking you specifically to do tonight is agree to the list of projects and a potential borrowing of up to $6 million with a priority to do the South Street portion of the South and Cummins project, the Green Meadows pump station, the New Street pump station, and the Greensbranch pump station in that order over the next 12 to 18 months, with the rest of the projects being on the list and subject to further council consideration and approval. Now, in doing that, also recognizing that at any time council can say, well, slow down, don't proceed, or whatever. But what I'm asking is to have a kind of a priority to move forward on, because we do have engineering and bidding and other requirements that we have to meet, and those things have relatively tight time schedules under the state and federal program. So we can't just sort of say, well, you know, let's do this project, but let's not do it till next April. I mean, that you've got to have at least some.
Sure, I'm correct. Each of these projects is going to have to go through the bidding process, and the council's going to have to vote to award the bid.
Right.
So if
yes.
The council votes not to award the bid, that's the end of that project.
That's the end of that project as well. Yeah, these all go to bid. They all come back to council for approval of the bids. So, I mean, this will not be, probably unfortunately for you all, not the last time you'll hear about them or see them.
So with these four, we're looking at approximately
$2,500,000. Let's see. What do we got here? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about $2.5 million at 2008 prices. So if you want to sort of take about 25% off of that and then figure there's some additional savings that will come in the South Street project by combining it, it's probably closer to $2 million.
But this has to be at union labor, so I don't know how much it's
going to cost. It has to be at state prevailing wage.
Right.
The state prevailing wage right now is not terribly different than
2008.
Well, it's at current state prevailing wage. Mm-hmm. So normally state prevailing wage or federal prevailing wage adds about 20% to the project. At least the preliminary numbers. Again, we're not seeing much from the early numbers that. The Office of Drinking Water and the Clean Water Council has shared with us. We're not seeing a whole lot of difference in the wage rates that are being applied under the state prevailing wage and the normal construction rates, because the economy is so depressed.
Do you have any idea what the payments would be on
$2,500,000? Well, if you took, if we had the entire amount of money borrowed, and what I do with that, it is. I did calculate that for you. I know I have it. Off the top of my head, I believe it's roughly sixty thousand per million. 61,000. So if you said, if you took 2 times 60, 120, 140, 150, somewhere in that range. I do have that in some information I can find for you. But that's the order of magnitude is somewhere in that general in that range. I don't know that I have it specifically with me tonight.
Well, if 6 million at 2% is 366,942, right?
So divide if 2 million then would be roughly 200,000ish or so.
That's not calculated at two. What's a calculator?
Right. Yeah, $6 million at 2% is $366,000. If you flip to the slide that says annual debt service, that slide, it says WPCRF 6.2 million at 2%. The annual debt service, when the full amount is fully borrowed, is $367,000. So if you incurred $2 million of that up front, your debt service would roughly be a third of that, so 135.
You were about right.
Right, yeah. I'm just trying to pick off the top.
Can any of these projects be budgeted in to our budget, you think, or not? And the only reason I ask, because it's definitely a good program. I mean, 2%, it's hard to turn down. My question would be, I don't know how much town debt is right now, but I know we just borrowed $3.8 million. I guess, and 52% of that's going to be forgiven.
Be forgiven. That's about 127.
Then I got a piece of paper here that says we owe $7 million. Was in my packet that we're paying on now, right?
PNC.
That's the downtown and the public works building and the refinancing of the.
Are we going to be able to make the payments?
Gary, why don't you just stand up and give me the answer?
You said 7 million, 8 million.
It's about 8.
Beg your pardon?
It's 8 million that we have a loan out.
And that debt service is already budgeted.
That's 7.6 here, but I'll go with 8 million if that's right.
I guess, Gary, Mr. Hogg asked if you would actually, would you comment? Because Mr. Riddall asked, can we make this? I've asked you that. We've talked about this, and do you want to comment on that?
I guess if you could, what's the payment on the $8 million, and what's the payment going to be on the other loan that was just approved?
I can answer the second half of that. The drinking water loan, when fully borrowed and after the 50% forgiveness, is about $127,000 a year. That's it. That's assuming that the rate stays at 3% and that they forgive roughly 52% of the principal. Yeah, I mean that's, and again, I won't know that for sure until June 25th or whatever the day is when we actually go to settlement on that loan. But it will be in that general neighborhood, about $125,000 to $130,000, let's say.
And the $8 million, haven't we been paying around?
We've been paying the prior outstanding loan amount is already in the budget and is budgeted, so we already have. Assigned revenues and made the arrangements to cover that debt service. So the amount that we would be looking at would be the additional debt service over the life of these loans. And if we extend the wastewater projects out over an extended period, then that full debt service gets deferred. I mean, it doesn't go away. We all recognize we're going to have to pay it at some point, but it doesn't hit us in the immediate, in the next year or two. To ask another question, I'm sorry, I meant to ask it. Clearly, one of the things that we will need to do as we move through this year and subsequent years in the budget is make sure that we adequately account for and budget for whatever our debt service requirements are. So, I mean, that's one of the things we'll do. You would ask whether we could do some of these out of operating funds. Our current budget is certainly not adequate to pick up another couple of hundred thousand dollars of a capital project out of current revenues. In good years, in 03, 04, 05, when we were seeing the kind of building permits and commercial permits that we were seeing in that time period, I would probably have suggested and if we still had those days that we do some of these projects out of current revenue, because we had significant revenues, let's just put it that way, in those years, both from building permits and from transfer taxes. I don't think, at least not in the next year or two, I don't think we're going to have this kind of additional money available to us in sort of cash, if you will. I don't think we'll have difficulty with adequate revenues to pay the debt service, but I don't know that we're going to have a couple hundred thousand to buy a project outright without the bar.
Are we still paying for the water tower on Glenwood Avenue?
The water tower, yeah. That's budgeted. That is a state drinking water loan at 2.79 or 2.8 or something percent, and we're still paying on the refinancing that the council did on the Garden Side well and treatment plant, which was built. When was Garden Side built? Okay, in about 2002. And that also was financed at about 2.5%, something in that range.
Okay, and I guess that one loan with PNC, which originally I guess was $8 million. I guess we borrowed $8 million. It was before my time. And was $4 million of that used to pay off another loan? It was.
That was. We had a bond anticipation note that we had taken out back when we thought we were going to go to the bond market, and that's a short-term financing mechanism. When council determined that they didn't want to go to the bond market, then that note had to be rolled over into a different form of debt.
Our financial committee, they've been aware of all this, I'm sure, right? And they're backing this?
These requests come with the recommendation of the finance committee and the utility committee. And
it's not the public yet.
Seeing as this is a public hearing, I believe, and I'm a member of the public now. These projects have been discussed in the Finance Committee, and I'm the former chair of the Finance Committee and the Utility Committee, for people who don't know me. I'm Gene Mullen, 48 Oak Drive, Smyrna. All these projects have been discussed at length for years. The first ban, when I came on council in 06, was being discussed actually in 04. The projects were being planned, engineered and incorporated into the budget sometime in 05 and 06 and 07 on out till probably 2012. The ban loan, the $8 million loan, was actually going to be $20 million, and it was going to incorporate just about all of these projects, along with the police building, public works facility, the expansion up north. All of these projects were going to be rolled into one. Because we couldn't go to the bond market, or council decided not to go to the bond, that's when we rolled our short-term loan over into the $8 million ban that we have now. And again, these projects were projected out to about 2012, I believe. These projects here that are before you here right now, and this stimulus loan, have all been reviewed at length by the Finance Committee and the Utility Committee and come with the recommendation of both. We have spent a lot of time on this. Several members of council are on both of those committees. There's also members out in the audience, and they can tell you that both the water loan and this loan that you have before you tonight come with the full recommendation of both committees. One other thing that Dave touched on before, the estimated cost of these projects, and the estimated cost of these projects, and I know the loan is going to be $6,008,000, but from what we're seeing in the construction field, and I'm a construction inspector for the I'll call it the state. What developers are seeing now are anywhere from 25 to 30% savings in any kind of infrastructure construction. And that's based upon the economy. Contractors are hungry. They're trying to keep their men working. Prices are falling, and they're falling rapidly. So the prices that are before you right now, particularly probably the Green Meadows Pump Station at $196,000, sewer mains on South Street, $1.4 million. You're probably looking at anywhere from 25 to 30% savings when those projects are done. So don't look at it as a $6 million loan, and I know it's a lot of money. It's a lot of commitment, but those prices are going to fall. Also, council has control of these projects. As you go through and you complete projects, that's when it's like a revolving fund almost. It's like a revolving charge account. When you buy something, that portion of that loan, you start to pay on that. As you go through, if the debt service, should the economy right now, with the economy that we have, and I can't speak for the first quarter of 2009, but based on the numbers on the fourth quarter of 2008, a debt service of $350,000 is not out of our reach. Is it uncomfortable? Yes, it is. I'll be honest with you. It's very uncomfortable, but it is not out of our reach. Based on first quarter numbers for 2009, I can't say. Is the economy improving? Yes, it is. It's very slow. It's a slow action. We've started to see a few more permits come in. The town has seen it. I've seen it in my work. Things are starting to build back up again. It's going to be a very, very slow process. But by the time these projects are completed and the loan is fully materialized, I think you're going to see the economy maybe not back to what it was in prior years, but much stronger. I just have one thing to say about another related subject. Mr. Rayner posted an opinion in the Sun-Times this week. I will commend your timing. It was perfect. Nobody could respond to it. But I'm very concerned because, Mr. Rayner, you attack some very
Mr.
good
Mullen,
people.
Mr. Mullen, I'm sorry, but this is a public hearing.
This is a public hearing, Your Honor,
water.
And this needs to be this relates directly to wastewater.
No, I'm sorry. This is for
he
the
has
public
gone
hearing.
After he has gone after a citizen that has voiced his
sorry,
opinion.
Sorry, you're out of order. Either stop, or I'll have you removed from the meeting.
Your Honor, Madam Mayor,
excuse me.
This
me,
needs
me,
to stop.
Let me interrupt.
This needs to stop.
It does need to stop.
Let me interrupt a minute, okay? You'll have an opportunity when the regular meeting resumes to voice comments. Is that acceptable?
I have no problem with somebody having an opinion. I mean, we all have opinions. But to attack somebody
but this just
personally
isn't the time.
Is not needed.
It's not the time.
Let's finish this portion and then we'll...
Several comments. One, procedurally, as I think this is, I'm Doug Chervenak, 560 Cates Way. Procedurally, I sat here for 45 minutes listening to counsel adjudicate something that should have been done in the regular meeting. This is a public hearing. This is for the public to voice their opinions. Now I'm going to voice my opinion. When I was became a councilman in 2005, Mr. Hugg gave me a tour of our infrastructure. I said then, in my first week or two, that I was in a third world country when I walked into the public works building. I saw a public health hazard. I saw mold. I saw wires hang. I said, what in the heck is this town doing? Then Mr. Hugg shows me the electric system. And I said, wow, this is a historic monument to Con Edison, to Edison. Now, if we hadn't taken the steps back then in 05, our electricity would have been blown easily. Our air conditioning would have been gone. And I knew that. I mean, it was common sense. The public works building was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment to me as a citizen of this town to have you guys. I remember looking at the water department. It was a couch and a water cooler. That's our water department. So I am saying, please do this. As a homeowner in this community, looks like I'll be a homeowner for a while, knowing that our community requires infrastructure. God forbid, Mr. Rayner, your toilet backs up and you can't get any help because the pipe is busted and now we have to tear up your street. We have to do things prospectively, proactively. We haven't done this as a community. So please, do this now because as a stakeholder, as a person who has a vision for the future of this town, if we don't do these things, then we wind up, if we had just paid $25,000 more for a basement for our police department, we wouldn't be facing the issue of a police department right now. But the council then, unfortunately, was not proactive in thinking in the future. Please think in the future and approve this. Thank you.
Gary Sewer, I've been asked many times what our current debt is. I figured I'd better get our debt schedule so we don't go from memory. We have two drinking water loans, as Dave stated. One was taken out in 2000. The current loan on $1.6 million that we took out is there's as of 5/1/09, the current loan balance is $1.351 million, and we pay $55,000 every 6 months. And this was on the it matures in 2024, so we took it out in 2004. That's the garden side one. And Dave, I believe you said 2.4 on that. It's actually 2.7. The other one is 2.41. And that's the one for $1.7 million. That's for the water tower that we took out. And it matures in 2027. The current balance is, as of 5/15/09, which we will make a payment here in a couple weeks, is $1.619 million.
And the payment on that?
Is, again, $55,000 every 6 months. We have a loan from Dito, which is no interest. It was $75,000. We took that out in, I believe, 2004. What did you do with that?
That's a 10-year. It was a 10-year loan to extend a water line to the business park from Gardenside.
And the current balance on that is $30,000. We made our last payment on for 5/1/09, and that will mature in 2013. And then the $8 million loan that we've been talking about through PNC. That's going to have a balloon payment come in 2012, so that at that time we're going to have to refinance it because I don't think I'm going to be able to come up with the balloon payment. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to. And that was the anticipation. The one part of it was the $4.6 million, which we used to pay off the band, the bond anticipation note, which paid for the substation, electric substation. The current balance on that as of 5/14/09, once we make our current payment, is $4.35 million. And the payment amount here, it says per month, is $29,000. For the year, it's $352,000. And the other portion of the loan, the $3.3 million, which we use for the Four Corners, the Public Works Building, the parking, municipal parking lot, a whole host of other projects, which currently is still, both of the PNC, it was at 4.5%. And like I said, it's going to have a balloon payment in 5/14/02. The current balance as of 5/14/09 is going to be $3.269 million. And the monthly payment is $21,000. Yearly payment is $254,000. And I report the current outstanding debt portion on the monthly, or the weekly, sorry, PNC statement that I distributed to Dave, who then distributes to the council on the PNC portion that is in there.
Thank you. So the totals I'm coming up with, if we just do the four projects that Mr. Hogg spoke of, it would be $1,082,000 a year that we would have to pay. And if we did the whole thing, it would be $1,448,942. Anyone else from the public like to speak?
Ryan Flickinger, I work for KCI. After the last meeting that we had a couple weeks ago, we were discussing the water projects. Based off some of the concerns that I heard at this meeting and subsequent concerns that I read about, I wanted to do some digging, and I just wanted to report some of the items that I thought were most important. Dave Hogg touched on the new EPA-mandated asset management program that DENREC is expecting. Very shortly, maybe within the next year or so. This is much more active in Maryland right now, which I've done a lot of work in Baltimore. And basically what it entails is an asset management plan that forces whoever owns the infrastructure, whether it be a municipality in this case, they have to act on certain events, mainly in the work that I was doing in Baltimore. Whenever a manhole surcharged, for whatever reason, if a pump station backed up or if a line was undersized and flow was surcharging in the manhole, you had to act on it, and it became an emergency repair, whether it be a main replacement or fixing a pump station. And the combination of that on its way, along with I've done inspections with Darrow and Nelson. I've seen these pump stations. I know about the sewer lines. The sewer lines are terracotta pipe, which is clay pipe, which is not only is it old, but it also is inherently designed to be to leak at the joints, because it was used mainly back when there were combined sanitary sewer and storm drain systems. They actually served to keep the groundwater table lower by allowing flow into the joints and therefore allowing sewer out of the joints during surcharge conditions. So these are the type of items that EPA is going to enforce, and is going to force municipalities in Delaware to start looking at. And it's sort of telling to me that there is sticker shock in the $6 million. There's no doubt about that. But that was only a little over 1% of the total construction costs that were submitted to DENREC from a statewide standpoint. So there are a lot of municipalities that are getting a lot of work done, seeing the opportunity to get this 2% interest, knowing that these projects need to be done. This type of infrastructure work that we're talking about, pump station upgrades and sewer main upgrades, it's not uncommon that the town of Smyrna has old, somewhat antiquated infrastructure. Most municipalities do. What to me is uncommon is the opportunity here. And, you know, over, I think, $450 million was the total number that Denrek had received looking for this deal. And Smyrna was $6 million of that. And so it's telling to me that everybody around the state is looking to get this 2%, and the town of Smyrna was selected as 11 of the projects were selected. We've trimmed it down to 10 after eliminating South Main. And so I don't want the sticker shock of $6 million, I think, needs to be looked at from a bigger picture, as if these systems are failing, which the pump stations are, and the clay pipe has surcharging, and it is undersized. A lot of it's 6-inch. Local code calls for at least 8-inch for mains. And so if the work's going to have to be done anyway, and if Denrek doesn't have a time restriction for these projects, these could be done 4 years from now, 5 years from now. Like, as Dave mentioned, we just need to make sure that we're working with Denrek and that they agree with our schedule. And these projects could pull out if the town makes the decision for whatever reason. Financially, they feel they can't afford to do it. These projects don't have to happen. But if you have the opportunity to get the $6 million at the 2% loan, I'm having a hard time figuring out a good reason not to do it based on the information that we've received from the state. The pump stations, they are in desperate need of repairs. One, just as an example, the New Street pump station is an ejector pump station. It's a type of pump that is it's rarely used. It's very hard for a Department of Public Works to get spare parts for it. They don't install them anymore, and there is no redundancy in that pump station. If that pump that's 50 years old, I believe, if that ejector pump fails, there is no secondary pump there, which is local, which is current code. Nowadays, when we build a pump station, we put two pumps in. One fails, the other one kicks on. So there's an old pump that's near impossible to find spare parts for, and when you do find them, they're very expensive, and there's no redundancy. So if that pump fails, we're looking at a surcharge situation. The upstream manholes are going to flood. Similar cases for all the three pump stations. I don't want to get into too much details, but that's a good example of what the Department of Public Works is up against right now to keep these facilities operating effectively. And just another note, just based off some of the concerns that I've heard, these projects are not they didn't come out of nowhere. In other words, KCI or Denrek, no out of town source presented these projects to the town. I mean, these projects were made aware. Everybody was made aware of these projects from grassroots level. The town personnel who's in charge of these systems have presented these projects as a necessity. I feel this is a good opportunity for the town to tackle some or hopefully all of these projects. I just want to make sure and just to reiterate that Denrek does not have a timeline requirement for these jobs, and Denrek isn't going to force the town to borrow the $6 million. Denrek wants the jobs to get done, and there are a lot of potential chances for cost savings, which I think have already been covered sufficiently tonight. That's all I have to say.
Name's Larry Graff, 849 Fayette Road. Straight up front, I'm not in agreement, and I'm going to tell you why. When I read the announcement, and I apologize for not being here 2 weeks ago because I misread and I thought that it was all tonight. So anyway, when I read the notice of the hearing, it talked in terms of referring to a long-range plan. Now, I have heard a list, I think part of that is I'm not quite sure there is one, candidly, because I heard tonight a lot of things, but I didn't hear an overall plan. I heard a list of a lot of projects, some of which are very important. I agree the problems with those. The difficulty that I have, And the money's cheap, no problem. But you have an experience, or we have an experience, because I'm, like I say, I'm a new kid on the street here. But we have loans from the past that have not yet been paid off. We have a balloon payment coming down the road. And we're looking at, what, $10 million. And I did a little calculation on this thing, but I was wrong because the plan has already changed from what was in the paper. I'm being a little facetious, obviously, with that, because I would think things would be pretty well buttoned down at this time. Based upon those numbers, just doing a projection and using $720 billion as the assessed value for the assets or real estate in this town, the property taxes would increase, what I could see, and this number is actually going to go higher because I was working half of it at 40 years and the other half at 20 of $6.8 million. But you're going to see at least $50 per $100,000 increase in taxes on the two projects. You're looking at roughly a 20% increase in real estate taxes for doing this. That's my projection. If I had cleaner numbers, this could be very easily calculated. From what I understand, I don't know, have those numbers been set forth and calculated in the Finance Committee? Were they done? Has this been disclosed? I mean, this is we went through this last December. And I came in here and I made a comment about the shell game. The shell game with regard to the electric fees with regard to the real estate tax increase, and we're going to increase, we're going to decrease back and forth. I was promised after that meeting that it would be explained to me, but I never received a telephone call. So I still have to believe, because we just got the electric decrease, thank you very much, although that's 7%, but if you calculate the rate we buy it at, that's 36%. So I'm still not quite sure of that. I'm sure there's overheads and all that. Coming all this back together, where is the plan? Because if you borrow this money and something else comes along, and there will be, because this is a vibrant community, and that's one of the reasons I moved here. So there's going to be other things happening. You get other businesses coming in here, or hospital, or whatever it may be, coming into this community, and this town is going to have to borrow money because it doesn't get the full revenue coming in. Now, many of these projects, and this is going back, should have been covered by some type of maintenance reserve. You had alluded to it, David, as far as there's no reserves. Back in the days when it was really good, why weren't there some reserves created for the future? We pay a sewer fee. These sewer fees should be generating something. There should be some type of reserve, so when we do have these dilapidated pumping stations going for a couple hundred thousand, we should be able to cover it out of reserve. So that's where I say, where is the long-term plan in this thing? So I am not against all of the projects. What I am against is just having a list of things put up and no plan. And I would really recommend, before you pass this, because of some of the questions that I heard here tonight on council, it's really not clear, coming from the Finance Committee, as to exactly what is going to happen. And there should be, and documented, and you've talked about, but what would you walk away from here? And will there be a record as to what the priorities are? This should be a document coming into you. I'm sorry if I'm sounding like I'm preaching, but it really kind of upsets me to see that a fine community, and I'm not comfortable that there's a long-range plan, 3 years, 5 years, what are we going to need over this area? What do we need for maintenance, capital expenditures, this type of thing? And so that then you can match this to tax revenues and give some stability, that we don't have a 50% increase 1 year, a 20% increase, because that's what's going to come down. And where can, and particularly in this environment, and I guess I'm more of a pessimist, that I don't think the economy is going to come. I mean, the 2% is great. I'll grant you that, particularly when the federal government right now has to borrow $155 billion a week, and they can't get it. China says no. If you haven't heard that in the news, they're keeping it secret, but that's where it's at. So think what's going to happen to interest rates if we can't get it. Or they're going to print money. So I think that's really important, particularly on this amount of money. You've got now, I guess, a new finance committee or whatever. You put it together quickly, button it down to a program where the funds go. I'm not against borrowing money, but let's target it. That's all. And I would not vote on it tonight. I would place it to the back, get a good plan in place, then bring it back. And I think the idea of a slow release on it is good. And then have controls on it. Sorry. End of statement.
Would anyone else like to come forward?
First one last time, so I wanted to be the last one this time. Jeff Flaherty, 131 West South Street. You guys have heard me talk a number of times on this, and I guess the reason I do that is because, one, I'm concerned about the community. I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess everyone's talked about why we should do it. The gentleman here has talked about why we shouldn't. Okay, all right, good point. So why shouldn't we do this? I mean, what are some of the reasons why not to do this? Well, you can spend less money. The town wouldn't have to spend all the money on either the debt service. Another reason would be that it's maybe not needed right away. We don't know when it's going to fall apart, a 50-year-old pump station. It may not fall apart for 5 months or 50 years. The other one is it's out of sight, out of mind. And I'm an environmental engineer. I've been doing this for 22 years in a number of states, and it's a challenge that we have in our industry is that, you know, when you flush the toilet, it's gone. When you turn the tap, it's there. People don't see the quality of the piping underground, and you don't know what it looks like. You don't know when it's going to break. It's only when it does break that you have to deal with it. And I went, took some photographs from some of our sites and from the web, and I wanted you guys to see some examples of what it looks like when a forest main breaks in town or a pump station overflows, and it's not a pretty sight. Anybody that's seen raw sewage running down a road, it's not a pretty sight. So why should we do this? All these points have been said before, so I'm going to be really quick. One is the infrastructure has been put off historically. We have some really old infrastructure in this town that needs to be addressed. The cost savings of doing this with water projects that have already been approved, the South Street thing seems like a no-brainer. You know, if they're going to tear up the street, which is my street, and it's going to look like Main Street, Dave, is it going to look like Main Street? Okay. It's going to look like Main Street. Let's do it once and get it over with, rather than have to do it twice and pay for twice the paving and all that kind of stuff. I think Councilman Rayner even mentioned this when it comes to the construction north of Duck Creek. That's where our economic growth is going to be in this town. It seems like we're cutting ourselves off at the knees if we're not going to provide water and sewer to an area where the economic growth is going to happen, therefore not increasing our tax revenue growth. Once-in-a-lifetime interest rates. We know 2%. I mean, if I could get a 2% loan for my house, I would refinance right now. And then the flexibility, being able to get these loans now and use them as you choose. You don't have to use them. You can use them, but you have to decide whether you want to avail yourself to them now or not. Just a side note, there was about, I think, 70 to 80 projects approved by the Clean Water Advisory Council in the state of Delaware to do this. And to my knowledge, and my boss is one of the members of that council, no community in Delaware has decided not to take that money. None. So not to say that we need to follow along with every other community in the state of Delaware, because we're different. That's why I'm here. But I didn't mean that way. But the reality is it's a great deal. And if, you know, these other people are going through the same decisions you are, other council members on other community meetings are doing the same thing, and they're all deciding yes. So I guess we have to have a real reason why we don't want to do this, and I haven't heard it yet. With regard to the construction cost, you know, as I said, my engineering firm does water and wastewater construction and design. And so we have seen it. We have seen it on projects where recently the projects are coming in anywhere from 10 to 30% lower. And there are articles in the paper. I brought one if anybody wants to see it. From the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, was indicating that on ARRA projects, the stimulus projects that have that requirement for the labor cost, they're still coming in anywhere from 15 to 30% reduction in cost, too. So this is a unique opportunity. Once the stimulus package runs its way through, the construction companies aren't going to have the incentive to lower their cost to get these jobs. So the whatever the cost is that you envision paying, the opinion of cost that you get from your engineer, you can almost expect a certain reduction off the top of, you know, just to start the project, much less the cost of money. Emergency repairs. When something like that happens on your projects, you can be sure that the emergency response, getting people out there right away to do the work, is going to cost you 200 to 300% of what you're going to pay if you schedule it ahead of time. 200 to 300%. Because you're going to guarantee it's going to be on a holiday or it's going to be on a Sunday, and getting people out there is going to cost you a bunch of money. And it's going to come out of general revenue until you can get the money somewhere else. So it's going to be pay me now or pay me later. And actually, it's not going to be me because I don't have any vested interest in this project. It's going to be you or it's going to be the contractor. So, you know, it's a smart decision for this town. It's your job. It's your job to make smart decisions for this town. Please, as a taxpayer, resident, homeowner, father, you know, voter, make the right decisions. You know, this is an important decision. I plan on being here for the rest of my life. I want to make sure that you guys have the proper information to make the right decision. And I think everybody here has the same feeling. Whether they are for it or against it or whatever, we're all concerned about the decision and we want you to make the right decision. Hopefully you'll take my advice or, you know, take my information for what it's worth. I don't know how many environmental engineers with 22 to 25 years of experience there are in the town of Smyrna, but I'm one. You know, I know this business, and I know this is a good deal. So take it for what it is. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to step forward?
Gary Stiller, 320 South Delaware Street here in Smyrna. I'm not going to talk whether this is a great deal or not, but this, we have been talking about many of these projects as part of our five-year capital plan since I've been on town staff since 2004, and some of these we've just simply deferred. We don't have the money, sorry. You know, we're going to do something else. It's just not that important, or whatever the reason is, we just haven't done them. So yes, there has been plans, but we just keep putting them off. But there's always been part of it. We look at what our expenses are looking like, just like we look at the chief's police building. You know, we keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. Eventually, it's going to cost. You know, we were looking at Bonaire site at $6 million. You know, back in 2004, and we just didn't do anything. You know, and we spent a couple $100,000 in engineering fees and so forth, and didn't do anything. We're looking now at these projects. We've pegged these things, you know, 5 years ago. We will do these one day. We just didn't have the financing in place. We chose to go ahead and move forward with the Four Corners and the Public Works building. We got the financing instead of going, like, with the bond option, which, you know, I supported a couple years ago. Well, now here all of a sudden it falls into our lap. Here's a way that we've been talking about these projects for the last 5 years at least, that I've, you know, been around since 2004, that we can go ahead and afford these things. So we have been talking about this. We have been developing plans. We've been looking at our projected revenues, looking at projected expenditures, trending transfer taxes, impact fees. We have been doing this. And it's been fully disclosed in our finance committee meetings. I could email you a copy of our five-year plan, if you wish.
You've got a full five-year plan financial, and also it goes to... With regard to all of the different things, as you get into not just capital expenditures on streets and this type of thing, but as far as projections of revenues from the other areas of development, like Moreland Duck Creek, and what is going to be needed for financing these?
I'm looking specifically at capital projects.
Right, and I'm talking.
And that's a 5-year capital plan. Our financial advisor has done a lot of these projections already. He's distributed it to the finance committee multiple times.
They've got a plan.
Multiple years, yes. Now, I couldn't say specifically 5 years, but he has done this, yes.
As far as the full scope of the development of the town.
Les Gusshorn has done so. So we have been approaching this in a methodical manner. I mean, we're not just haphazardly doing these things. Even if we went to a bonding, you would have, Dave said 4.29. I'll guarantee you it's not going to be 4.29. It's going to be closer to 5. Simple fact. And then you're going to have bond issuance costs. It's going to be $200,000 to $300,000. That's the cost of a project right there. $1.7 million in the difference in the interest rate. That's, that's a public works building. That's the water tower. You know, that project is gone just simply in interest and finance charges. You know, that's a lot of the chief's building. You know, $1.2 million? He could probably do a nice addition to his building. Just simply because we're not going to take, some kind of action now. That's just simple facts. That's the way it goes. Thank you.
Anyone else? My turn. Yes, why not? I've been weighing why not. Been making the list, and it's difficult. It's very difficult. One of the things that you said when you were comparing us to other towns, one of the differences is, do they have $15 million in loans out already that they'll be adding to? That concerns me. Number two, some of these projects, as Mr. Soler just said, have been in the capital plan and have been moved from year to year. And, I mean, I've been working in the finance, I've 2 years on council, 2 years on finance before that. That was one of the things that I always said was, why have a 5-year plan if you're not going to follow the 5-year plan? What I haven't seen, and I would like to see, I know this is time is an essence here, but one thing that I would like to see is, I would like to see that, I have asked for this before, I wanted to see the fixed income and the fixed expenses of the town. I want to know where we stand with what is the fixed income and the fixed expenses. I don't want to know impact fees because they may happen, they may not happen. Frankly, I want to do this so badly because you all know that one of my biggest gripes was we got to give people fresh water. They have to have the ability to flush their toilets. I think it's very, very important. But I'm afraid that this is exactly what happened to the country and the world. I feel that this is exactly what got us into the situation that we're into today. Borrowing, borrowing, borrowing. And then when something falls apart and you can't pay it back, then you're in trouble. 20 years down the road, do we want to dump this on our kids? I don't know what's going to happen 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road. I don't know what's going to happen. I pray to God it's better. But did anybody think it would be here today? And I think the only last thing I'm going to say, 1964, I know I'm dating myself. 1964, I went to work for a lumber company. They say that the building industry is the first way to see it go one way or another. In 1970, I bought my first house up in Newcastle. I paid $18,500 for my first house. It was a 4-bedroom house with columns down the front. Person's dream. Within 6 months, it went from $18,500 to $36,000. Today, the same house is selling for over $300,000. In 1964, I used to look at my bosses and say, how long can this keep up? How long can this go on? I knew from 1964 that this day was coming. And if I knew it, I'm not a genius or a financial wizard. A lot of other people knew it too. And they ignored it and continued on. So I just have a little fear here that we're putting ourselves really on the edge. As much as I want to do it, as much as I know we need it, I think we need to be very cautious, and I really would like to see the other figures.
Madam Mayor, I have two questions for Mr. Hug for clarification. I just want to make absolutely clear that I understand this. Do you mind if I finish? Mr. Hug, am I absolutely correct that even if the council passes this tonight, they still can not do some of these projects later on?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is, isn't there a time constraint if the council can't put this off for like another month of the opportunity to be gone?
The answer to both your questions, if council votes not to include a project, it can never be added. If council votes to approve the list and decides at any time it doesn't want to proceed with a project, it's totally the town's discretion to do that. Secondly, and I don't have the exact date in mind of me, Ryan, you know what, we have to go to settlement with the Office of Drinking Water on June the 5th, and my understanding is that the Denrec settlement will be also in June, although I don't have a firm date. So basically, you know, if council wanted another couple of weeks to think about this, that's fine, but beyond that, We I mean, our deadline for applying was actually last week, so we got the applications in order to keep the projects alive. We really don't have an open window.
Thank you, Ms. Small.
And I do want to make one comment, Madam Mayor. One thing I can guarantee you, as much as I'm sitting here right now, these projects will fail. We will have raw sewage running down
the
streets.
What's the post? This opportunity never came up.
We will have raw sewage running down.
What's the post? This opportunity never came up. We would have to.
We would still have to deal with it. When I came here in 2002, I had an electric substation face dated 1955 that came with.
Excuse me, whoever's cell phone is, could you please take that and leave the room or turn it off, please? Thank you. I'm sorry.
When I came here in 2002, we had an electric substation face plated 1955. We came within an hour of losing the electric system of this town. Fortunately, council stepped forward, and we got that project addressed. 2 years later, we had a water tower that, by some people's definition, was leaning. I don't believe it was leaning, but I know it was obsolete. That's the one in back of the firehouse. It needed to be out of service. We hadn't spent a dime in this town in 40-some years on that water tower. Don't ask me why, but we had not done what we should have been doing. And we saved, we built a new water tower, and we addressed that problem. And we've been fixing others of these problems as they go. Gary is right. You know, each year when we sit down with the Finance Committee and say, what can we really afford to do this year, the laundry list is three times the amount of money we have available. And so we've gambled. So I've talked to people like Nelson Rinker, who knows these things inside and out, who visits them and touches them and keeps them running every day, and said, Nelson, can we go another year? And Mr. Rinker has said yes or no. And if it's no, they've moved up in the system. And if it's yes, well, I trust that he's going to be able to keep his fingers in that dike a little bit longer. But these, if we don't do anything, one or more or all of these projects will fail, I'll guarantee it, within the next 5 years. You know, hopefully, if we didn't borrow this money, if council said that we're not going to do it, and I'm going to be back here next year as part of our capital budget, and I'm going to say to you all, to the Finance Committee, you know, I need $1 million because I've got failing infrastructure that's got to get fixed. You know, that's just...
If it was this bad, why didn't we move it to the top?
Because we had other things that were badder. I had an electric substation. Literally, Madam Mayor, you may not know. I sat and watched on a hot July day in 2004. I sat with the electric department out here at our old substation and watched that system hit every peg on every dial and watched the wires get hot and came literally. We were standing there like this going, we have got to make it to 4 o'clock. If that substation had failed, we would still be in the dark. Now, so that was a priority that had to be fixed sooner than later, and it's gotten fixed. But we've had to deal with those things, you know, on a priority basis. And sometimes it's, okay, do we need to fix these streets that are falling apart or not fix them?
fortunately, on the street side, we get municipal street aid, so we have a way to deal with them.
The only thing I'm asking you to show me, we cut the budget last year. We cut the budget this year. We told the police department they had to cut their budget by $120,000. We told the other departments they had to cut their budgets. We cut. I mean, there's going to come a point in time that you can't cut anymore. And
you're right. And at some point,
I just want you to show me. I want to see the figures, and I want you to show me how we're going to be able to afford to pay these loans. I mean, this amount of money, $1 million, $1,082,000 a year, that would pay for a project and wouldn't be mostly interest.
The projects that we've already done, we're paying for. We've budgeted those funds. They're part of our operating budget. You all have approved an operating budget based on a set of revenues that pays those costs. What we're basically looking at are additional costs, a grant, for a set of water projects.
How can we take on, what I'm saying is how can we take on additional costs when for 2 years we've had to cut the budget severely to meet the budget? All I'm asking you to do is give me the numbers. That's all I'm asking you to do.
I don't know what numbers I can give you. I can't sit here and guarantee you that next year, next fall, when we do the budget, that we're going to have a surplus of money laying around. I think, and we can disagree, and maybe I disagree with this gentleman, I think the economy will be better by the end of this year. Not great, but I think it will be better. And I've seen already this month, two new 14-unit apartment complexes and a new commercial building come through the door for permits. That's, in a bad economy, that's not a bad sign. That will generate some additional property tax, generate some additional building permit fees.
All I'm saying is make me more comfortable. Just give me figures.
I can't really make you any more comfortable.
Can I make a comment? I've been on the Finance Committee for 3 years, and there is a plan. And we've gone over the plan, and we've covered these loans over and over and over for the last 12 finance meetings. That we've talked about these loans over and over. We had a special meeting in April, a special finance meeting just to discuss these loans so we could hash it all out there instead of 2.5 hours here in a public hearing. We are still in our public hearing. I'll be the first one to say take it out of the budget. I'll be the first one to take it away from all of them. I don't care. Take it away. They don't need it. Cut whatever we can cut. I don't like the idea of a loan either. I don't want to borrow money. Where are we going to get the money? We can wait. Let's wait till everything, Ryan said it. We've been talking about it for months. Our finance meetings are open to the public. Am I concerned that we may not have the money to pay the loan? Yeah, but am I concerned that I'm not going to have running water? Yes, I am. There's a lot of other concerns than just one. Every other community in Delaware has higher taxes than we do. Every one of them. Our financial advisor has advised us to take the money. He has advised us to raise our taxes. And we have not done it yet. This, he says, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Hugg, we should be running on taxes, not electric. People don't agree. People don't agree. But they don't want that. If we raise taxes, we're all bad.
Wait a minute. My point is this. This is a simple thing that I brought up last December. It was never resolved. Nothing was ever told to me. Was I agree. Electric stands on its own. The town stands on its own. What's the split? What is the split between the two? And work it that way. And what each stand on their own. I don't disagree that we've got to do some of these projects.
Right.
My problem is that when I come in, I see a 50% increase in taxes 1 year, and then there's another, and bam, bam, bam. And then we didn't have one last year. Now, that bothers me too. At least we should be leveled off somewhat. And you can level off and you can put into this thing reserves for sewer, you can plan capital, and then borrow the money that's necessary.
Then we're going to have to raise. Then something has to give. Something's always going to have to give.
Yes, but
I'd rather have higher taxes, personally. I know when they're due. I know what they're due. We've planned for all of these projects.
All I'm trying to say
We just don't have the money to take care of all the projects. All of our meetings are open to the public. I'm in the phone book. We're all listed. You can contact any of us. All our meetings are open to the public. And we had a special finance meeting in April to discuss these loans, to go over them again because there were concerns. No, there's no apology. No, there's no apology needed. I just wanted you to know that we did plan. We were looking. We're trying to go that route. These things are never going to get done. They're going to get done sooner or later over another 10-year period. That's why they're not done now, because they were put off all this time. If it's me suffer now and my children prosper later, so be it.
But the problem is with this is I'm not sure that the children aren't going to suffer later on. I don't disagree with what you say there. But part of this just projects on, and as you then come to the next step, you're going to be more borrowed. That's going to continue to mount up. So I don't know what those borrowings are. Life is life. So part of this thing is some of this stuff you've got to pay as you go.
Okay.
And if you want to say, well, we've got to do a sewer project, some of this type of thing, we put it in, we've got the reserve, or not the reserve, even, but take it and do it and start doing these projects. I can understand the frustration over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want my sewer cut off.
I don't want to cut you off, but I think we need to call close to the public hearing.
Done talking to.
Just have one last question while the public is here. How many is in favor of this loan? How many are against it? Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I have one comment. I haven't said anything yet.
You haven't.
Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned Mr. Guthrie, who is...
By his word.
Who is our financial advisor, been our financial advisor for years. And Mr. Guthorn, I would characterize as a doomsday economist. He usually has nothing pleasant to say about the economy. And I'm not exaggerating. If you've been in those finance committee meetings, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I just want to read an excerpt from his letter that he wrote concerning this loan package. And I quote, "This financing opportunity addresses these concerns more affirmatively than in previous options." We've been talking about doing some capital projects. "The 2% loan rate costs the town less than half of what is available in today's market and with no real cost of issuance. I cannot predict the future, but I do assume two things will happen. One, cost of products will rise and so will interest rates. In short, rates can rise to meet minimum commitments made now, and some growth may help." And his final comment is, in quotation marks and exclamation point, "take the loan rate." So that's to me, that carries a lot of weight, because here's a guy that comes to our finance committee at least once, twice a year, and he never brings us good news. Never. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, regular council meeting. Additions, deletions to published agenda. Under old business, I would like to have taken from the table.
Madam Mayor, you just closed the public hearing, correctly?
Yes.
For the record.
From the organizational meeting, council appointments, I'd like to have that added under other business, other council business.
I'm sorry, Madam Mayor, I lost you somewhere in the under old business. You want to add
the council
consideration of the vice mayor and yes. And council secretary.
Which item, Madam Mayor? Where do you want that? A, B, C?
Under other council business, it would be A. Number 10. Okay. Is there a motion to accept the published agenda with the addition? We awake? Is there a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Ridda.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Published agenda accepted with addition. Are the minutes, is there a motion to accept the minutes included in our packet?
Two sets, I believe. Aren't there?
April 20th. It's just April 20th, isn't it?
From last.
Move to accept minutes.
A second.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Ridda.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye. Motion accepted. Number six, reports the presiding officer. The only thing I'd like to say is I think we had a good election, and I want to thank the election board for doing an excellent job, and the employees, the town employees, all the town staff, the police department, everybody that helped out. Was very efficiently ran, and I didn't hear any complaints this year.
That's good.
Mr. Jaywer.
It's already in the council package, but I just want to mention the fact that the Taggart property, finally, we were successful in finally taking that to the munition sale. The town bid the property in. The property owner has 60 days in which to redeem the property. If he does, he's got to pay the town's bid price plus 15%. So we're hopeful that we wind up with the property, and then it'll really only cost the town about $3,000 total to have acquired the property, and then the town can do with it, tear it down, sell it, whatever you want.
Thank you. Chief Baldwin?
Madam Mayor, I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Mr. Hogg?
Thank you. I think I probably reported on about everything that you want to hear me report on tonight. There is one thing I really do want to do. One of the people, when I first came to the town in 2002, one of the staff individuals, one of the members of the staff who went out of their way to explain to a not terribly intelligent new town manager how water and sewer systems worked was Nelson Rinker. Mr. Rinker has announced to all of us that he is retiring the end of the month after 23 years with the town of Smyrna. I haven't known him any longer than since 2002, but I deeply respect him. I consider him a friend. He was, among other things, the water operator of the year in 2004 or 5 or something like that for the state of Delaware, which is an honor all by itself. He is by far probably one of the most conscientious and hardworking town employees that I have ever known, employees period I have ever known, to the point of on his days off and his holidays and whatever, he goes and makes sure his babies, his pump stations, are running and that they're running properly, and if they're not, he somehow manages to keep them going. And I've already told him that anytime he wants to come back as a highly paid consultant, you know, probably at $1 an hour or something, which I'll pay out of my own pocket, that I would love to have him come back, that he'll always be considered one of my most favorite employees and certainly an asset to the town. Mr. Rinker, I just, you know, I wish you success and happiness and everything in your retirement, but I'm not going to sign your retirement papers.
One way or the other.
I have nothing else to report.
Are there any committee reports?
Yeah, I have a committee report. We, Town of Smyrna, had their Arbor Day celebration on May 2nd. Out front here at Town Hall, we had a nasty day, so we had only a handful of people show up. I'd like to thank the commission itself and Bill Proud came out and helped that day, and Janet Vince was out there, along with a couple volunteers from Bon Air in case we had needed any help. But hopefully we'll, Rebecca, we can't forget Rebecca. She does a lot of work. Thank you, Janet. But hopefully it'll be a better turnout next year. The weather will be nicer, and it won't be on the same day that it was Old Dover Days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all that other good stuff.
Any other committees? Recognition of visitors. This portion of the council meeting is open to visitors to come to the microphone. You need to give your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to address council. Council may not respond tonight. We may have to refer it to a committee or to a staff member.
I'll write him a letter. No, who let him out of his seat?
Gene Mullen, 48 Oak Drive. I'm all calmed down, Val. I was sitting back there listening to some of the comments, and something that came to me as I was standing up here, I was holding the Bible for Valerie as she was sworn in, and I remember the very important words of Judge Vaughn as he administered the oath. And in fact, I have a copy of that oath in my wallet that I carry around all the time. That oath is very important. It should be very important to every one of you up here, to serve with honor and respect and integrity. And I was going to come up here tonight and I was going to throw some fire and brimstone and everything else. But quite frankly, I don't need to do that. Again, it's up to you people. When one of you gets out of line and doesn't respond with honor and respect and integrity, it's up to you. It's not up to us. It's up to you to make sure that they do. And I just hope, in your terms, as you sit here and you look at things, you remember you're to serve the people of Smyrna, you're to serve the town of Smyrna, and you're to do the best job that you know how to do. You're not going to be right all the time. You're not going to be liked all the time, but you're not going to be wrong all the time. Do what you think is right. Vote what the people want you to vote, and do it with your heart, and do it with a conscience that you can walk away and say, I did the best I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to step forward? With no one else stepping forward, we will close this portion of the meeting and reopen the regular council meeting. Under old business, results of the public hearing reference resolution proposing the borrowing of up to the total sum of, should that be changed?
$6,008,000.
Yeah, the actual resolution that you have before you is for $6,008,000, and it is, although the title mentions both the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, the resolution specifically limits the borrowing to borrowing from the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund.
Is there a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we table it for one meeting so the new members of council will have an opportunity to discuss it with the whole council in itself and set a deadline to come back and resolve this thing, possibly the first meeting in June.
Time's up.
Okay, I quit. Now vote on my table.
Okay, so your motion is to table it?
Yes, at least for one
meeting.
I would suggest that you need to address it at the next council meeting, that we may run into timing issues if we get into June. I don't know that for a fact, but I suspect that we'll run into settlement issues if we don't have a resolution by then.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye, and I still want figures.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion table. 8B, first reading, ordinance number 001-09, Chapter 19, Historic Preservation, Section 19-4, Expansion and Extension of Historic District.
This was on your agenda at the last meeting. We determined after the meeting that there was some confusion about whether or not this was to go to planning and zoning or was to be dealt with as an ordinance amendment. Mr. Jaywerk made an amendment, a revision to the proposal.
Yeah, let me step up to the plate. Let me fall on the sword. At the last meeting, it appeared to me that this was a zoning ordinance amendment, and I said that it needed to go to planning commission. And after the meeting, the next day, Mr. Hug and I pointed out to me, and I did some research, that actually this ordinance is not in the zoning ordinance. This ordinance is part of the regular ordinance, so it does require to go through the three-reading process. However, while I was also looking at that, I noticed that what this does in one of these sections is it says that if you do change the historic district, you have to change the zoning map. So you'll see in the packet there's a highlighted provision here that says that there has to be a public hearing, just like any other zoning map amendment. So that's the change I made. But it does go through the three-reading process, not to the Planning and Zoning Commission, per se.
Okay, is there a motion?
This would be to approve the first reading. You'll see it two more times.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept ordinance number 001-09, Chapter 19, Historic Preservation, Section 19-4, Expansion and Extension of the Historic District.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. I have one question. Someone brought to my attention, and I just need to know, does this change the setbacks to a zero setback on all property in the Historic District?
No, it does not. It does not.
It does not. Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Motion accepted. 9, new business. 9A, appointment to fill council seat left vacant by the resignation of William D. Presley, Sr. I would like to make a motion that we appoint Anthony DeFeo. I feel that he was the second person to run for the at-large seat. He had expenses. He stepped up to the plate. He showed interest. He ran last time. He has been to council meetings almost every meeting in the last year, and he has served on committees with the town. So I would like to make the recommendation to appoint Tony DeFeo. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
We don't have to have discussion on that, do we? Or do we?
I'm sorry.
Well,
there's
I think
no discussion on that, is there?
Are there any other nominations?
Well, let me think. I heard somebody in the audience say, are there other nominations? This is the
wonder who that could have been.
The mayor, under the charter, makes an appointment subject to council confirmation, so it's not like open to, you know, other nominations from the floor, other nominations from council. The council either approves who the mayor recommends or doesn't. Now, as far as discussion, I think discussion will be appropriate. I don't think that the council has to vote on this in a vacuum.
Discussion?
Madam Mayor, I'm not prepared to vote on this evening, so I would ask that we table this until the next meeting.
Well, there's already a motion on the floor, so can't do that. And personally, I don't want to table it because I would like to work with a full council. Everybody knew this was coming.
I didn't know who it was. Did I? Did
no.
you tell me who it was?
No.
Then wouldn't you think that I should know in advance?
No. No, you didn't ask.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Evans.
No.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
No.
Councilman Riddle.
Yes.
Councilman Rayner.
Yes.
Home jewelry. Motion fails. So, does that mean the seat stays empty for the year?
No, it means it stays empty until someone recommends somebody again.
I think.
Or it stays empty.
I want to correct myself. The chief whispered over. I want to read this. Council filling vacancies in the council. In case of a vacancy among the council members, the remaining members of the town council may elect another qualified person to fill that vacant seat until the next ensuing regular municipal election. So I was confused here. I was thinking, for some reason in my brain, I was thinking we were talking about filling the vice president, the
vice mayor.
Vice mayor.
That's next. That's
which is the next issue on the agenda. But at any rate,
which means
this says that people from the council can nominate.
Anybody on council
can nominate.
That's
correct.
That was my understanding.
But also, I mean,
as may.
With a three by this vote failed, that does not mean that, I mean, I don't think the same vote would pass tonight, but I mean, it doesn't mean that you couldn't make the same nomination at the next meeting.
But do they have a right to make a nomination now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is there another nomination? Table to the next meeting. I don't know what difference that's going to make, but
we can't table it now.
No,
that's right.
It has to be added to the agenda.
Okay, we'll just bring it up. Then can you put it on the next agenda?
You can ask to have it added to the agenda for the next meeting, which we will.
Okay. Under other council business, council appointments. For vice mayor, my appointment is William Rayner. Is there a second? Or no, there doesn't have to be a second. We just vote, right?
I got to check.
I make the announcement.
I'm not having a good night tonight.
I make the appointment, and they recommend. I mean, they vote for it or vote against.
Let me just read it so I don't screw up again. At the organizational meeting, the mayor shall appoint from the other members of the council a vice mayor and secretary subject to confirmation by the town council. So, yes, there's just a question whether or not the council will confirm your appointment.
Sign stuff. Just make sure you have a heavy-duty credit card.
Call the roll, yes.
Okay. Councilwoman White.
No.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
No.
Councilman Riddle.
No.
Councilman Rayner.
Yes.
Councilman Evans.
No.
Okay, motion fails. I'm not recommending anyone else. Council Secretary, I would like to recommend Robert Riddle. Roll call.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Yes.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Aye. You can abstain if
Councilman
you
want. Evans.
Be careful
aye.
What you ask for.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Okay, motion passed. You are our new secretary.
There you go.
Okay, set time and place for council meetings. I think we pretty much did this in the organizational. Previous was 7:30 p.m. on the first and third Monday of every month except legal holidays. When the meetings are held on the following night of Tuesday night.
We already did that.
I know. Why is it? I'm on the wrong page.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, no, we did that.
Okay.
Is there
any other old business?
Yes, I have other council business, Madam Mayor.
Okay.
At our Arbor Day celebration, I would also like to thank Daryl Jester. He came out and joined us on that rainy day. Thank you, Daryl. We were approached by DelDOT to adopt a highway. And the members of the tree commission, thought it would be a great idea to adopt a highway, which would be Joe Goldsboro Road to Duck Creek Road to Paddock Road, which is just that strip before the highway. And I did ask Mr. Hugg about it, and I would like to do it as Town of Smyrna employees rather than just the Tree Commission. I don't know if that's going to require
that mean the town employees have to go out there and clean it up?
3 times a year, yes.
Do we have to pay them?
I would think that we would allow them to do it in different groups 3 times a year on town time. If not, then the Tree Commission will go ahead and the Tree Commission will adopt a highway.
The town staff is fine with that. We will certainly be willing to go out and at your command.
At your command?
Whatever your wishes are.
I'll leave this paperwork for you.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
A second.
Aye. All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay.